Yeah. I see that I'm the only one that wore a costume tonight for the Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm the neck beard of the future.
That's true. Oh, wow.
These are my eye beard glasses.
Let's get a closer look at that costume.
Yeah, my eye beard.
Let us see your costume, Paul.
Watch this. So I'm going to look at TJ here and remove clothes of Target. Whoa. Oh, God. Put clothes back on Target. Oh, man, these glasses are
violated.
Awesome.
I feel violent.
Well, whatever. Everybody gets used to it in the future, TJ.
Oh, okay.
The neckbeard of 2152 doesn't give a shit about, like, nobody really cares about body type anymore.
Scanning, TJ. Ha! Your penis is tiny. Ah!
Yeah. Like, hold on. Eye beard. Which of us has the largest penis in the room? Sorry. I'm the only one that can hear her response. So it's me, and then Scotty. And then TJ. Okay, thank you, Ibeard.
Well, I mean, beating TJ is pretty simple, dude. If you got more than an inch, you win.
You should have been like, me, Scotty, that roach over there on the floor.
Nova.
Your pitiful penis, TJ.
Oh, well.
TJ,
what are you going to do?
TJ, do you sit up at night sometimes and you just look at the ceiling? You're all like, my penis is really small. And there ain't nothing nobody, nowhere can do about it.
The mouse hiding in the sock drawer.
These women, they got small titties. You know what? They get big titties.
It's not like that. It's not like that at all. There's not really a bunch of long pregnant sessions of like, man, I wish my dick was way bigger than it is. It's just more of like an everyday thing, like walking around, you know. Let's go to the grocery store. All right, that sounds good. We can get some peanut butter crunch, and my dick's not as big as I wish it was, and then we'll get some, you know.
You amuse me, fat man.
It just haunts you every once in a while.
Yeah, just every once in a while, it just jumps in my consciousness like, you got a small dick, dude.
Dude. it's like you berate yourself. It's like, I think all the time, like, you've been berated for this shit by so many people. It's all like, it's not even necessary, because in TJ's mind, like, man, that sounds cool. That movie was really good. My dick is small.
The honesty of it is what makes it funny. Like, that's the best part about it, dude.
Even like your moments of glory, like, TJ, you did this great thing. Everyone's like, TJ, it's like, my dick's small.
Yeah, you know. You gotta be humble, Scotty. It's just God's way of keeping me humble, bro.
Whatever, you know. I mean, I guess you've learned to cope.
Yeah. Anyway, so enough about my dick, I guess.
Moving on.
You want to talk about Halloween?
Move on to bigger and better things.
Like anything.
I'm gonna explore an aspect of Halloween, TJ.
I see.
That you might not be comfortable with.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. What's going on here, dude?
Because there are some dark urban legends about Halloween, TJ.
Are there?
And I'm telling you right now, some of them are true. And tonight, we're going to try and figure out which of these urban myths are true and which are not. And the first we're going to talk about is Bloody Mary.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have any of you guys ever been sitting around with whatever faggots you were hanging around with when you were teenagers? You're having a sleepover or whatever. And one of them's like, hey, dude, you want to do Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the rules are of Bloody Mary?
Oh, yeah.
You have
dude.
To look into the mirror. You have to
look yourself in the eye.
You got to look at yourself in the eyes, right?
Yep.
And you say Bloody Mary three times.
Yeah.
Is it three or is it five?
Three.
Okay, you say it three times, and on the third
time... it is actually alternates. It can be... It sometimes has been other numbers, but
okay,
I had three.
I personally
three.
Remember it being five when
okay,
I was a kid.
Maybe it was.
I heard three.
I did look in my research, and it did say that the number fluctuates based on region and shit.
Okay.
So it could be five.
I could have swore it was more than three. Or
no, it was three, dude.
Was it? Because for me, I remember hearing five, but whatever.
You heard
we'll
wrong,
say it's
bitch.
Three. All right,
you
it's
heard
three.
Wrong.
On the third time... She's supposed to appear behind you, Bloody Mary. Is that Elizabeth Bathory? Is she Bloody Mary, or is it?
We'll get into that. It's, okay. It's actually Mary Tudor.
All right.
Oh. Who was one of the wives of King Henry VIII.
I see.
Mary Tudor was his daughter.
He's famous for putting his wives to death, obviously. Mary was the daughter of his first wife, and so ended up seeing an awful lot of carnage over the years. As Henry the, so I guess he wasn't one of the wives. She was actually the daughter of
his
first wife. King Henry VIII put to death not only his wives, but a great many of the people around him. To make things worse, for years she was disowned by her father and made to do things like serve in the household of her younger half-sister as a reminder of her new status as an illegitimate child. She grew up in the looming shadow of her unpredictable father. He was the most powerful man in England and could make her life miserable or put it in danger at any moment. So she just had a really hard life, very notorious for having a hard life. So Mary had a child so that she could have an... It was very important to her to have a child once her father died because she was an heir to the throne and she needed to produce an heir. And she actually went through a pregnancy that, according to the historical documents and stuff, showed every sign of being a pregnancy, but it turned out to be not a baby. She just had some kind of disease or whatever, and the baby never came, and she was, you know, heartbroken by this shit. She was supposed to have a baby. Nothing happened. So day after day went by, and Mary did not have a baby, yet she had all the signs of being pregnant. Rumors flew around England, first that she had actually delivered a son, and then later that she wasn't actually ever pregnant at all. Eventually, after several months of this crazy situation, Mary's stomach shrank, and her symptoms just disappeared. Turns out that her baby was nothing but a ghost. She was devastated and humiliated and later had another false pregnancy and died not too long afterwards. So had a pretty tragic life, and that's why this Bloody Mary myth came up. You know, it started in England as a way to invoke the spirit of this woman who has obviously had a lot of reasons to be vengeful against the world.
I also thought it was too, because didn't she kill Protestants too? I believe that's what happened too.
But there's actually something, TJ, that we all leave out. You have to tell her that you stole her baby.
Oh, shit, dude.
So you have to say her name three times while you're looking at yourself in the eyes, and then you have to tell her, I stole your baby, Bloody Mary.
All right.
Can you do it, TJ?
I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't have the balls to do it.
I mean, this is one that
I
think
don't believe in your superstitious mumbo jumbo, Paul.
Whatever, TJ.
I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
Do it then.
You ain't gonna do shit.
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
All right, we're waiting.
I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it, bitch.
You ain't got the fucking balls to do it, TJ.
Let's fucking do this.
I remember as a kid, before you go, TJ, I remember as a kid, you wouldn't do this. You were too scared.
That's not true. You're a liar.
All right, go ahead.
All right, remember what you have to say, TJ. Now, I want you to take this fucking seriously, because you're not going to do it seriously if you're just going to meme like you usually do with shit.
Bloody Mary three times, and
I'm
baby.
I'm supposed to take this ridiculous nonsense seriously.
Yeah, dumbass. Like, because if you're just going to fuck around, then what's even the point of doing it? Because you're fucking around with things you don't understand.
Things I don't understand. I don't understand a mirror.
All right.
I understand
well,
the
whatever.
Mirror.
If you're not going to do it, then don't do it. What, are you going to pussy out?
Ooh, spooky.
What, are you going to pussy out, TJ? This is why TJ's actually scared. He is. He's trying to mask it.
Look. I'm looking at the mirror.
All right. Look right into your own eyes.
Do it, TJ.
Right into your own eyes, TJ.
Hold on. I'm a little parched.
Oh, okay. He's scared. Look at him. He's shaking.
Come on, TJ. Just do it.
Dude, you were the dude at the party that was afraid to do Bloody Mary? Dude, I was just joking about dark forces and shit. You're actually scared about this?
Hey, shut up, Paul. Let's do this.
All right, come on, TJ.
I was just a little parched. God damn it.
Oh, he was parched.
I'm a little scared, guys.
I'll make sure my recitation is correct.
Okay.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. It was I who stole your baby from your...
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, my God. Ah!
Whoa. What the fuck was that? Why are you acting? Why are you always going to be screaming? What are you doing, TJ?
Sorry.
What did you see, TJ?
I didn't see nothing, dude. It was.
What
just,
did you
what
see,
did you
TJ?
See?
Fucking around. I was just fucking around for
did
the people.
Did you see something, really?
I was just fucking around for the people, man. That's all I was doing. Don't you worry about what I saw.
Wow.
He saw something, dude.
Don't you worry about what I fucking saw, dude.
Spooky.